AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Presidents Biden and Putin have ended their summit in Switzerland. The AP Sankar Magani has the story.
President Biden called it a meeting of two great powers, face-to-face discussions at a lush villa overlooking Lake Geneva. It began with a handshake and quickly turned awkward. The two men appeared to avoid looking at each other during a brief appearance before jostling reporters. They ended up spending nearly 4 hours together, first in a smaller session with just their top diplomats and interpreters, and then in a bigger meeting with other officials. Neither side came in expecting any breakthroughs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Foreign travelers, start packing your bags. European Union members agreed to add the U.S. to the list of countries they should gradually remove restrictions from on non-essential travel. Alexander De Croo is Belgium's prime minister.
Let's look at science, and let's look at the progress, let's look at the numbers, and when it's safe, we will do it.
Japan is expected to ease a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and most other areas by this weekend. The Olympics in Tokyo are starting in just over a month. The Mexican resort of Cozumel welcomed the first arrival of a cruise ship carrying passengers since the coronavirus pandemic essentially collapsed the industry. The cruise line required all passengers 16 and over to be fully vaccinated. But the governor in Cozumel says about 5% of passengers on board, largely young people or those with chronic health conditions, haven't been vaccinated. Israeli airstrikes hit militant sites in the Gaza Strip, and Palestinians responded by sending a series of fire-carrying balloons back across the border for a second straight day. The moves pose further tests to a fragile ceasefire that ended last month's war between Israel and Hamas. NASA says the Hubble Space Telescope has been hit with computer trouble, with all astronomical viewing halted. This is AP News. Many Americans are sweating through an uncomfortable heat wave.
The National Weather Service is using the word dangerous to describe the heat that's blanketing much of the West this week. The heat is shattering records as it moves across California, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico, and into parts of Utah, Montana, and Wyoming. The heat is pushing temperatures into the triple digits. It could be 117 degrees in Phoenix on Thursday and Friday. Experts say the high temperatures are also ramping up the risk of wildfires. I'm Rita Foley.
The health of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has long been a source of morbid fascination in rival South Korea. Usually it involves weight gain. Now the 37-year-old faces fresh speculation in the South about his health again, but this time it's because he's noticeably slimmer. Recent state media images from North Korea show Kim appears to have lost a large amount of weight. Some observers think it may be 40 pounds. Ed Donahue, AP News.